toughness again, second time in a week. What's your thought on that? What's the key to playing tougher as a team?
You got to do it. Can't just keep talking about it. You got to go out there and do it. It's just one thing we have to work on. Just keep going. Got to go out there and be tougher.
How do you be tougher? What's the key there?
Just doing like we did in the games that we bounced back after Butler. We played a lot tougher in those games and the outcome was better. And we didn't play the way we should have tonight. And I mean, they had some big players at the end and they played a little bit harder than us. So, I mean, they ended up winning.
You guys dominated the boards in the first half and they came back to have 16 offensive rebounds in the second half. What changed?
They crashed the glass. They were getting every rebound they could. I mean, every time we try to box them out, they get off the box house and they got the rebound to put it in there. So, I mean, can't really say much else. It's just we have to box out better.
How frustrating was that for that to happen for you guys?
Really frustrating, just knowing that we've talked about it and tried to get away from it, but I mean, we got back and went right back to it, so we had to turn this thing right back around.
Did the foul trouble play a role in allowing them to get on the boards a little easier?
I just got to stay out of foul trouble. I got to keep my hands out of there. I mean, there might have been some bad calls, but at the end of the day, they still called it. I can't change the outcome of that, so I mean, I just have to stay out of foul trouble and be able to stay on the floor and help my team, because, I mean, I just wanted to be able to help them out because I don't want to just be sitting on the bench and not cheering. Just cheering them on. I want to be able to one of the ones to go out there and be able to help them out there on the court.
How frustrating is it when you guys shoot like 29% like you did tonight? I mean, what do you guys say on the bench when that's going on? Is that something you can feel as the game goes on?
It's just part of that 29% was missing layups and easy basket, so we just gotta fight back from it. I mean, it's gonna happen in some games, and you just have to be able to face adversity and be able to bounce back from it.
Can that become a mental thing after a while? You know, you miss two or three, then all of a sudden now it's in your head a little bit.
It can be a mental thing, but we can't let that be a mental thing. We have to be tough enough to be able to go right back out there and just keep playing.
The close ones that you missed late, the final minute and a half, how frustrating.
It's really frustrating. I mean, it's all right. I mean, wish I could have made it, but it's all right. Next time I know to dunk it. I just need to stop being a baby. Just go up there and dunk it like I used to. Got to get back to what I used to do. Going up there and dunking it every time. Because, I mean, I'm more successful when I go above the rim and not under the rim. I mean, I'm not an under the rim player. I got to just be able to jump up there and dunk it.
What's made you change your approach close range?
Nothing, it's just me. I got to go back to doing what I need to do. It's just, I didn't change anything. It's just, that's just what happened. I just started landing up and got comfortable with it and got away from dunking it. I'm going to go back to doing what I usually do. I'm going to go up there and dunk it every time.